Thank you very much indeed. Our broadcast friends have just heard about 500,000 people here at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Well, we have the day, we certainly have the day, we have the program, and we have the people of Victoria to enjoy this Moomba edition of Music for the People. I think we should all be very proud, ladies and gentlemen, of the fact that today's guest artists are Australians. Australians who have proved themselves in their musical capacities internationally, and in so doing have brought great credit to Australia. For instance, there must be a number of Laplanders, I would think, who don't know where Australia is on the map, but who certainly know that the Seekers come from Australia. As you know, many great things have relatively small beginnings. The Seekers made their way from Melbourne coffee lounges to a Royal Command performance. Music for the People was, in the beginning, a very modest affair. It was a series of Sunday afternoon concerts in the gardens on an improvised stage, but these concerts proved that we could present music that people wanted to hear. And they came and relaxed in an atmosphere of good music. During the 25 years of these concerts, the personnel of the Australian Symphony Orchestra has changed. New members have replaced retiring ones. But today I'm going to ask you all to show your appreciation to the members of the Australian Symphony Orchestra for the role they've played in presenting Music for the People. And now here is the leader of the Australian Symphony Orchestra, Herbert Pettifer. And coming on stage, the conductor of the orchestra, Hector Crawford. To our friends listening through 3DB3LK and a network of Victorian radio stations, the scene here at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl is quite fantastic. It is as though there were three football grand final crowds rolled into one. The seating here in the bowl is packed to capacity. On the lawns beyond, there's not a blade of grass to be seen. And if the Victorian government and the Melbourne City Council want proof of the success of Music for the People, here it is today by your attendance. And now to the overture. It's an overture by Glinka to the opera Ruslan and Ludmilla, played by the Australian Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Hector Crawford. Thank you. the Australian Symphony Orchestra and the overture Ruslan and Ludmilla by Glinka. The Russian composer Khachaturian has been recognized more widely outside the boundaries of his native land than inside. In the days of Stalin, he was regarded as far too romantic to fit comfortably into the communist image. Today, the orchestra plays a suite by Khachaturian called Masquerade. It has four movements which adequately describe the titles. Now, here is the first of them, called The Waltz, from Masquerade by Khachaturian.
Thank you.
was the waltz from the Carcharorian Masquerade Suite. We usually associate a mazurka with some sort of lively, spirited peasant dance. It's a favorite dance rhythm of the Slavic people. And this is the atmosphere of the mazurka from the suite Masquerade by Carcharorian. The mazurka. This next movement is called Romance, in which you hear a very lovely theme played by the violins and then stated and restated by violins, violas, and cellos. From Carcharorian's Suite Masquerade, here is Romance.
Just before we start this romance from the suite, let me tell you, it is the most beautiful music. It is very quiet and very gentle, and if you want to get real appreciation, I think those of us who haven't been here before might sort of just be quiet and listen and try this one. It is most beautiful music. Can we ask for absolute quiet? And also, while I'm here, there's appalling feedback going on here. Can you hear it out there? Yeah. Can you watch it in there for us? Thank you.
That was the very lovely romance from the suite. A musical suite is usually a work of contrasting moods, and this masquerade suite by Carcheturian is no exception. From the delicacy of the romance, we have the contrast of a brilliant and fiery gallop, played now by the Australian Symphony Orchestra. That brings us to the end of the first half of today's Music for the People, the Moomba edition being presented from the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. In the second half, starting in just 16 or so minutes' time at 4 o'clock, you'll again hear the orchestra, you'll meet our guest stars Glenda Raymond, the band of the Royal Australian Navy, and the world-famous Seekers. In the meantime, we return our listeners to the studios at 3DB until 4. Fine, you've had a wonderful chance to see yourselves. Now, may I introduce the leader of the Australian Symphony Orchestra, Herbert Pettifer. And coming on stage, the director of Music for the People, our conductor, Hector Crawford. We commence with an overture by a French composer named Thomas. It's the overture called Raymond by Thomas and played now by the Australian Symphony Orchestra. That was the overture Raymond by Thomar, played by the Australian Symphony Orchestra. In introducing the first half of Music for the People today, I mentioned that we should be very proud of the fact that our guest artists today are all Australians who have made the grade internationally, and in so doing have brought Australia's name into prominence in the musical world. Our first guest star achieved this with an outstanding opera season in London. She is familiar to you through her recitals, through radio, and through television. And to sing the famous Bravura Variations by Adam, we are very proud to present coloratura soprano Glenda Raymond. I should like to announce our flautist, who is playing this afternoon's obbligato, is Arnost Burek.
Thank you. something a little lighter, a selection from The King and I.
Getting to know you, getting to have you like me.
Thank you very much indeed, Glenda Raymond. And the Australian Symphony Orchestra under Hector Crawford. A full-blooded kiss with 100,000 people here. I'm very pleased to tell you that the Australian composer Percy Grainger is represented in our program today. Grainger, as well as being a noteworthy composer, was also a brilliant arranger. And you'll hear two items played now by the Australian Symphony Orchestra. The first of these is Shepherd Hay, and the second is the Irish County Dance. Music by Percy Grainger. Could we have just a little more quiet? Thanks very much. Ladies and gentlemen, these concerts of Music for the People are sponsored jointly by the Melbourne City Council in association with the Victorian Government. And it gives me a very great pleasure to welcome to our capacity crowd here today, and I imagine listening and viewing our program too, the chairman of the Music for the People Committee, the Minister for Fuel and Power, the Honourable G.O. Reid.
Mr. McComas, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Music for the People Committee, I extend to you all a very warm welcome on behalf of the Government of Victoria and of the Melbourne City Council, who, as you know, are the joint sponsors of these concerts. And the mention of the City Council prompts me to this fact that we have in our audience some very distinguished guests, namely the Lord Mayor, Councillor Ian Beaurepaire, and the Lady Mayoress, Mrs. Beaurepaire, and to them I would ask you to give a very special welcome by applause. Also, we have someone who is also a very distinguished personage at the present time, and that is our Moomba Queen, Miss Patsy Earp. She has been accompanied by two Moomba princesses who have had to go on to another function in regard to Moomba. And I think we're very grateful to the Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress and the Moomba folk who are represented here that they have found time at this very busy season to grace us with their presence today. I would like to say this, Mr. McComas, that as I've just very recently returned from abroad, I can appreciate very much the very full Australian content of your program today. And first and foremost, we have heard a very great Australian artist in the person of Miss Glenda Raymond. We've had listened to the orchestra, which is again once more in its first class form. We are going, ladies and gentlemen, shortly to hear the band of the Royal Australian Navy. And I may say this is the first time I've ever faced an audience conscious of the fact that at the back of me I have naval support. Well, and last but not least, we are going to hear The Seekers. It was my pleasure to hear them in this music bowl at one of these concerts before they went abroad. Since then, they have proved themselves first-class ambassadors for Australia, and I know that you're going to give them a great welcome when their turn comes. And now, Mr. McComas and Mr. Crawford, on with the concert.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Reid. Undoubtedly, one of the most spectacular pieces of music ever written is the Overture 1812 by Peter Tchaikovsky. It was a work commissioned by Anton Rubinstein to be played at an all-Russian exhibition of arts and crafts. It was written for performance in the open air, rather like we have today, and complete with church bells and cannon into the bargain. Now, so much for the work. Now to our performers. The members of the Australian Symphony Orchestra will be joined by the band of the Royal Australian Navy. Could I mention this band especially? And the director of the Royal Australian Navy Music, Lieutenant Commander George Hooker, MBE. Every second year, bandsmen from the Royal Australian Navy hold a music symposium. It's attended by 120 bandsmen of the senior service. And fortunately this year, the symposium coincided with Moomba and Music for the People. I'd also like to draw your attention to the Royal Australian Navy new flag, which is flying at a masthead over here in the gardens this afternoon. Here, then, are the combined strengths of the Royal Australian Navy Band and the Australian Symphony Orchestra, conductor Hector Crawford, and this monumental work by Peter Tchaikovsky, the Overture 1812.
Thank you.
wonderfully inspiring performance. The band of the Royal Australian Navy, the Australian Symphony Orchestra, and Tchaikovsky's Overture 1812. The band and the orchestra have one more item to play for you. It's a collection of martial airs from countries that make up the Commonwealth. So with Hector Crawford conducting, here is Commonwealth on the March. Lieutenant Commander Hooker, and ladies and gentlemen, we extend to the band of the Royal Australian Navy our very sincere congratulations on a wonderful performance, a magnificently disciplined a wonderfully disciplined band of very fine musicians, the band of the Royal Australian Navy, and I feel we ought to hear a lot more from them here in Melbourne. Such is the wheel of fortune that in a few short years, an Australian group of three men and one charming young lady should have taken by storm the entertainment centres of the world, from coffee lounge appearances to royal command performances, from obscurity to fame, equally loved by teenagers and by those over 90. Ladies and gentlemen, Music for the People very proudly presents the world-famous Seekers.
These next two songs, I think you may be familiar with. The first one seems to have become a great favorite with the children, and the second one seems to have become almost our theme song. But first of all, let's take on steam and take you all for a morning town ride.
Rockin', rollin', ride on. Somewhere there is sunshine. Somewhere there is rain. Somewhere there is morning now, many miles away. Rockin', rollin', ridin', out along the bay. All bound for morning now, many miles away.
Thank you. As you know, we spend quite a lot of our time in England, and we speak to many, many people who eventually come out here to Australia to live. And we feel that this next very beautiful folk song, The Leaving of Liverpool, really belongs to the friends and the families that they leave behind them.
My own true love. from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the west is off, and now the morning sun is shining like a red feather ball. You never cared for secrets I confide. To you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time for all you meant to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the west is on, and now the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. With stories in the past, with nothing to recall, I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the west is on, and now the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the west is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, it's bouncing and it's shining like a red rubber ball.
Thank you. Before we go, I would like to say what a great thrill it's been for us once again to have worked before such a wonderful audience and with Mr. Hector Crawford and the Australian Symphony Orchestra. And I would like you to join with us as we thank him very sincerely for a wonderful job.
There was a magnificent experience. You know, I think they'd be awfully generous. Could I make a suggestion? They have one or two very fine long-playing recordings. Ladies and gentlemen, I think our guests, the Seekers, have been extremely generous. Seven numbers in one bracket is pretty good. I know how thrilled the Prime Minister would be if he could get a reception like this.
Freedom! Freedom!
Well, it does seem that they might have gone. But thank you very much indeed for your wonderfully enthusiastic reception to them. It was a great experience, and we acknowledge the courtesy of Channel 7, for whom the Seekers came out to Australia, in allowing us to have them here this afternoon. And I know you've thoroughly enjoyed their wonderful performance. So thanks very much to the management of Channel 7. Before we leave you, I do want to acknowledge our thanks to Sir Irving Benson in foregoing the normal broadcast time of PSA this afternoon, and to remind our listeners to 3DB that Wesley's guest speaker, the Archbishop of York, will be heard in just a few minutes. Now, there is one more concert in this current series of Music for the People early in April. We'll have advanced information for you later, and I know we do expect to see you here on that date in April. Today's concert was produced by Dorothy Crawford, the broadcast technical direction by Keith Tilley, the television direction was by Alf Potter, my name is Jeff McComas, the Australian Symphony Orchestra was led by Herbert Pettifer and conducted by the director of Music for the People, Hector Crawford.